Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
You know, Dory, I am very interested in personal style and figuring out what my personal style is. But I also really appreciate having some guidance in this area. You know, like fashion, I feel like is one of those things that people just kind of expect you to know what your innate style is.
Totally. Yes.
And that's not always the case.
No.
Which is why I have turned to my favorite place, Masterclass.
Yay.
Now, look, we all know that with Masterclass, you can dabble in new skills and learn from the world's best minds anytime, anywhere, and at your own pace. Like, if you want to learn how to use your voice as an instrument from Mariah Carey, that is a thing you can do.
Amazing.
Can you imagine if when you were in high school, someone said, hey, you could learn a voice from Mariah Carey? I wouldn't believe them.
No, I would not either.
It's possible with Masterclass. But the reason I bring up fashion and style is because they have a fantastic beauty and personal style section that I have been slowly working my way through. Two people in particular have been my guides. Tan France, who has a class called Style for Everyone, and Carla Welch, Building and Owning Your Personal Style.
Ooh, yes.
This has been very, very influential and helpful for me figuring out who I am as a dresser.
I love
and,
this.
And Dory, sometimes I do it while I'm getting dressed.
Oh, okay.
Because that's how easy and accessible Masterclass is. And like, it's not even necessary to sit down and consume a full class from start to finish. You can go at your own pace. Do it when it works for you. The material is super easy to access, whether I'm on my laptop, my phone, or my TV. They have a new audio mode so I can listen in my car or while I'm traveling. And right now, Forever 35 listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/F35. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/F35. That's masterclass.com/F35. Hello, and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
And I'm Dory Shafrir.
And we are not experts.
No, we're not. But we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this is a mini episode where we hear from you, we share your comments and your thoughts, and we answer your questions to the best of our ability.
And please do remember, we're not experts. We're just podcast hosts, and we always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a medical and or mental health professional as needed.
And if you would like to reach us, our voicemail number is 781-591-0390. You can also text us there. And our email is forever35podcast@gmail.com, where you can send us a voice memo as well.
It's true. And visit our website, forever35podcast.com, for links to everything we mentioned on the show. Follow us on Twitter at forever35pod and on Instagram at forever35podcast. And join the Forever 35 Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/forever35podcast, where the password is serums.
Ooh, you know, when you started this recording, before we started recording, we were just talking to each other, you initiated the conversation in a sultry voice.
I don't know if it's
the rain. Yeah. And I feel it still. And maybe it's just this rainy weather or like you're in a mood, but I'm
in
here
a
for it.
Mood. I don't know what to tell you. I think
I'm ready for it.
I turned in like the final page proofs of my book.
Let's explain what that means for people who don't write books?
Sure. So after you turn in your book, usually I think editors like to have them in a Microsoft Word doc, at least mine did. And then it goes through a copy edit where they use track changes and comments, and you send that back. And then they put it into the format that like your actual book will look like. So you get a PDF. They used to mail it to you, but I guess now with COVID, they're just sending out PDFs. I had to print it at home. A PDF of like what your book will look like, all formatted. It's very weird. And then you go through that and you can make any final changes. And they're like, don't make major changes.
Right, because it offsets the...
Yes, they really don't like when you make major changes. I made a bunch of changes. I definitely made more changes on startup. I made a lot of changes on startup.
I made the page proofs. I made a big change on the page proofs of my memoir, and I think it was frustrating for people because I was like, sorry, I gotta take this out.
Yeah, I cut the biggest thing I cut was like I cut a page of text, which like, sorry. So yeah, but that's the final time that you can change anything.
Yeah.
So it feels very, I don't know. It's exciting, but it's also scary.
Well, we're in the final countdown now.
We are.
It cannot be changed. Countdown. We're going to start getting prints of this book in our mailboxes. And you are going to be promoting a book, my friend.
I'm going to be promoting a book, which is wild. Actually, by the time this comes out, my print galleys will be available. And galleys are the advanced reader copies. So it goes out to media. It goes out to reviewers. It goes out to like the Bookstagram community, etc. And I remember when Startup came out, that was when I was like, this is like really real. Like you're actually holding something in your hands. And it's an advanced copy. And actually the changes that I made just now are not reflected in the galley.
Mm.
So anyone reading the galley, the final version will be slightly different.
Okay. Okay.
Just FYI. But yeah, it's like, it's all happening. I mean, it's 3.5 months away, which is not that long.
That's so crazy.
So, yeah. I mean, I will be talking a lot more about this book as it gets closer. So
that's okay.
I don't want to go too crazy right now. But it's just, I don't know. It's like, it's good to be done. It's taken so long.
Yeah, this has been a two-year process.
It's been a two-year process, and now it's just done.
It's weird when things like that come to an end. Like there's the relief portion of it, but then there's also, and I don't know if you're feeling this, but like a little bit of grieving or like mourning. I don't know. Are you just feeling kind of like relief that you have finished this big project, or is there kind of like that letdown? Do you feel that ever?
Yeah, I think it's a relief, but it's also weird to not, like, it's just been this constant in my life for 2 years of like something that I always had to be thinking about, always had to be working on. Even when I wasn't working on it, I was like, oh, I should be working on it. It's just always been there, you know? It's always been something that I need to be thinking about. And now I need to be thinking about it in a different way now because I will be promoting it. But the actual writing and editing of the book is done. And yeah, it's like, I mean, you know, you've written books before. There is something really satisfying about like being able to hold something in your hands.
It's truly insane. It feels crazy.
In this age of streaming and digital everything, and when Startup came out, I wasn't prepared for kind of like how powerful that would feel to have this like physical object that I had created, you know, because I don't know, especially when it comes to like content and art now, so much of it is not something that we can hold in our hands. So
that's really, I haven't really thought about that, but you're right. Like the TikTok stars of today can't really hold their tox in their hands.
No, no, you can't hold your Instagram account in your hands. But also that means it's like not fungible. Like when it's done, it's done. You can't.
Yeah, that's terrifying. Yeah.
You can't tweak it. You can't take it down. You can't, you know what I mean? Like,
yes, I
it
do.
It exists. Yeah. So, and I realized that this was how it had been for, you know, ever since the printing of the Gutenberg Bible. Like, and even before that, like, you know, print in some form has been around since the time of cave paintings. And so it's only very recently that we have this more ephemeral culture, but it's so I realized that these revelations to someone from like even 40 years ago would not be that revelatory, but but now it does feel weird, especially since, I mean, I have spent most of my career in online media. Mm-hmm. And now podcasting, which is like another thing you can't really hold. Like, we don't make CDs of our podcasts.
Oh, you might not, but I have a whole CD collection of every episode.
What if you did?
What if secretly behind me? I mean, you haven't really seen me in a year. You don't know what I've been doing. I've been recording every Forever 35 episode, putting them on tapes.
The box set.
Listen to them in my Walkman. Oh, I used to love a box set. That just doesn't exist anymore. Yeah.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. So anyway, I didn't mean to turn this podcast into a meditation on cultural production, but here we are.
I'm here for it, Dory. Listen.
Thank you, Kate.
I'll go for this ride.
How are you? You're feeling kind of, I don't know, existential these days, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm not getting a lot of sleep, so I think that's it's really making me just feel everything in my bones. You know what I mean? Like, when you kind of don't get enough sleep, you're just, your senses are heightened in a weird way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, you know, I woke up this morning, I'm not sleeping well. It's raining on and off here today, and I just went and sat in the covered outdoor area that we have, and I just took in the rain. And I was like, you know what? Nature has really been there for me this last year. Like, I can't consider the experience of lockdown in the time of coronavirus without looking at the ways in which, when we have been like quote unquote sheltering at home, the only real escape, at least for my family, has been to get outside.
Yeah.
Like ultimately, totally. I mean, like, look, I have taken a lot of baths. I have taken a lot of melatonin. I've done plenty of things, but like the feeling of like getting to the ocean, to the beach, or like going for a walk at night when it's quiet and you can like pull your mask down, or going on hikes. I mean, it just, that has really, like, there has been a grounding element to just like the getting outside part of this experience that, like, I think I will be grateful for kind of I am now, but I think when I look back on this time, I will feel immense gratitude for that, because that has helped, I think, my family just kind of get through. So I was just thinking about that. And also how much, like, I love people's pictures of their vegetable gardens on Instagram.
Oh,
that just, I find that very comforting, even though I have failed at growing vegetables. The fact that, like, you see this kind of like recurrence of life and growth is like very comforting during this time. Anyway, yeah. So these are the thoughts I'm having without a lot of sleep. But I do have to tell you, Dory, you know, I don't think it was on Forever 35, but when we were recording our pandemic podcast Here For You in the early days of quarantine, we talked with listeners about how to pee without using public restrooms.
Yes, we did.
And I think that the public restroom panic has kind of gotten a little bit alleviated. Like, I don't think we're as worried about transmitting COVID through touch as we are through, like, the air transmission.
Yeah, the aerosols.
But it's still obviously still a consideration. But at the time, like, and maybe still, people were, like, bringing, you know, toilet tools with them to travel.
Yes, 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 yes.
So, you know, my family and I on Saturdays have been like going on like quote unquote like family adventures. And normally it's like we go on a hike or we go to like some cool rocks or we go to the beach a lot. And so I was with my daughters this weekend. Anthony had to work. And we went to this beach that they like. And it has public restrooms. And I was like downing my LaCroix on the way there. And like, it's an hour from my house. And I was like, that's fine. I know they have a public restroom. Like, I will definitely have a place to deposit the pee that is building inside of me. Well, guess what? The public restrooms were closed. And yes, there were none around. The other ones that I found were locked due to coronavirus. And so after like 2 hours at the beach and knowing we had an hour drive home, I started to kind of panic. I had purchased a bunch of like pee tools for on the road peeing, which my kids now know about because we've had these incidents where we've been like driving somewhere and one of them is like, I gotta pee. And, you know, there's nowhere.
Right.
Well, Dory, I tried to use the shiwi.
And?
I tried to use the shiwi into these things I purchased called like travel johns, which are like plastic bags. They're essentially like plastic bags with human cat litter inside that like this dust. They're like travel urinals, basically. And you could either like pee into them if you have a penis, or I think kind of cup them around your vulva. So, or you could take the shiwi, put that on your vulva, and then pee into the bag. Look, Dory, I couldn't do it. I panicked.
Oh, wow.
I was in the car, number one. First, I thought about getting in the trunk. And then I looked behind me and there were like two women in their car parked directly behind us. And I was just like, I don't know. I just can't do it. I had like pee performance anxiety in the car. Then I tried to do it in the front seat. And of course, my kids were like, are you going to pee in the car? What happens if there's pee in the car? So I couldn't, you know, like when you go to pee and it doesn't come out, that's what happened.
Well, I think we know for next time, you just have to wear a diaper.
I mean, honestly...
I mean, couldn't you wear like Thinks
and pee into them?
I don't know. I don't wear Thinks, but like they absorb blood.
They do, but the amount of menstrual blood that versus the amount of urine.
Good point. Okay. Yeah. Depends it is.
But do you think you and I should start a small company where we invent underwear you can pee into?
I think we should make adult diapers cool.
We're going to disrupt the adult diaper.
The millennial adult diaper.
It'll be spelled diaper, but just like with no vowels, just like DPR.
Yeah.
Dipper.
And it'll use that font that they all use.
We'll have a subscription box service for our diapers.
Totally.
Gender neutral.
Of course.
I'm into this.
Great. Let's
do it. Honestly, maybe what if we could? I mean, I've seen people make billions of dollars for dumber things.
I mean,
okay, look, if anyone out there is a venture capitalist who wants to give us money to start this idea.
And listen, don't steal our idea, everyone, okay?
Nobody steal our cool adult diaper idea.
Wow. All right, let's take a break.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave. It's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30+. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like, zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
You know, Dory, I am very interested in personal style and figuring out what my personal style is. Mm-hmm. But I also really appreciate having some guidance in this area. You know, like, fashion, I feel like, is one of those things that people just kind of expect you to know what your innate style is.
Totally. Yes.
And that's not always the case.
No.
Which is why I have turned to my favorite place, Masterclass.
Yay.
Now, look, we all know that with Masterclass, you can dabble in new skills and learn from the world's best minds anytime, anywhere, and at your own pace. Like, if you want to learn how to use your voice as an instrument from Mariah Carey, that is a thing you can do.
Amazing.
Can you imagine if when you were in high school, someone said, hey, you could learn a voice from Mariah Carey? I wouldn't believe them.
No, I would not either.
It's possible with Masterclass. But the reason I bring up fashion and style is because they have a fantastic beauty and personal style section that I have been slowly working my way through. Two people in particular have been my guides. Tan France, who has a class called Style for Everyone, and Carla Welch, Building and Owning Your Personal Style.
Ooh, yes.
This has been very, very influential and helpful for me figuring out who I am as a dresser.
I love
and,
this.
And Dory, sometimes I do it while I'm getting dressed.
Oh, okay.
Because that's how easy and accessible Masterclass is. And like, it's not even necessary to sit down and consume a full class from start to finish. You can go at your own pace. Do it when it works for you. The material is super easy to access, whether I'm on my laptop, my phone, or my TV. They have a new audio mode so I can listen in my car or while I'm traveling. And right now, Forever 35 listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/F35. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/F35. That's masterclass.com/F35.
All right.
Whew. We're back.
We're back. We're going to switch gears. No more pee talk.
I think that's the end of the pee talk for this episode. Yep,
yeah, I agree. Right. We're moving on to face talk.
Eyebrow talk specifically to start.
Yes. So
we got a text that said, "Can we talk more about eyebrows, please? I've been growing mine out during core, and now they are really needing some attention. I was a plucker in before times, and they are thin to begin with. Glossier Boy Brow is a godsend. Heard Dory was getting her brows done on the pod, but what does that mean? Where should I go to get them done? And what should be done? I am clueless. Help. Love you too. Thank you." Well, listener,
what did you do when you got your brows done recently?
So the place I went to does not wax; they just tweeze and trim.
Oh, I need a recommendation.
And supposedly they're tweezing, like they tweeze like the little hairs that you can't even see, and supposedly that like stimulates hair growth because my eyebrows also are thin from overplucking, obviously. Oh my God, I forgot to mention this. I said something about how I had overplucked my eyebrows in the late 90s, and the woman doing my eyebrows was like, "Oh, when you were like 9? And I was like, "No."
More like 19.
Seriously. It's like, oh, and then I realized no. She was like 27 or something. So, like, she was 9 in the 90s. And I think it's one of those things where, like, you just assume everyone is your age, unless they're, like, much older or much younger. Especially with a mask on, it's, like, hard to tell.
Sure.
And I was just like, yeah.
When I was 9.
9 plus 10. Yeah, so I don't know where you are, listener, but I would ask any friends of yours in your city or town where they have gotten their eyebrows done. You can, you know, look on the old Yelp for some suggestions. Usually you can get your eyebrows waxed, threaded, plucked. Am I missing anything?
I don't think so.
I've never gotten them threaded, so I can't speak to that. I have gotten them waxed, and I've clearly gotten them plucked. So it's kind of up to you which one you want to go for. But it's good that you've been growing them out because that gives them kind of more to work with.
Yeah, I do think a professional is obviously the best to go to. In this situation, I would be really clear about how you want them to look, because in my experience, nothing is more devastating than growing out your eyebrows only to have someone go to town with the wax. I mean, obviously, there are things that are more devastating, but in the eyebrow world, that has bummed me out.
Yeah.
And I think you could also, unless you really need help figuring out the shape, I think you could tweeze and trim on your own too, especially right now if you're not, you know, you're kind of waiting to go out in public. Like, I have a tiny pair of brow scissors and I tweeze and oh, you know what else I like, Dory? Those little razors that go between Winkies.
Oh,
is that
the
what they're called?
The tinkle razors.
Tinkle razor. We are talking about, look, we found a way to bring peeing back into this podcast.
Good for us.
We did it. Buy our diapers. But yeah, those little tinkle razors are great. I use them mostly for between my brows, but you can also like get in close and get like little hairs off. So yeah, that's what I do.
Personally, I would probably go to a professional first and then to have them shaped. And then if you want to like maintain with tweezers, go for it. I prefer to not maintain in between appointments.
Hmm.
Because I just feel like I've messed it up. Like, hairs that I think should be tweezed turned out to not need to be tweezed, etc. So anyway, keep us posted, listener.
All right. We received this email. "Hi, Kate and Dory. I have trouble with picking my face," which I think you've talked about on the podcast before. "My question is, if I do slip up and pick, what can I do right now after to minimize the damage? I wash my face, but is there a product I could apply to speed healing and maybe help with the spread of bacteria from picking?"
Why, yes, listener, there is. If you pick something and it's like open, and you know what I mean,
You can apply an antibiotic ointment like bacitracin, and that will help heal things. If it's not open, you can apply tea tree oil to contain bacteria, but I would not apply tea tree oil on an open wound.
That would be stingy.
That would be very stingy. And then to prevent the picking, I would pick up some good old pimple patches. I like the COSRX ones, but there's plenty of places that make them.
I do too. It just you can still touch the area, but something is on top of it.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, it just prevents you from it. it just prevents you from damaging your skin more, to be honest.
I think what you don't want to do is apply something like Vaseline on top, because that prevents like any air from getting in and helping it heal. It essentially like seals it up and it keeps the wound fresh.
Right. So you want the antibiotic ointment.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Yep.
Yeah. But I feel you. I'm a picker.
I mean, same.
It's tough.
It is really hard. So I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. Godspeed.
All right. Let's listen to this voicemail.
Okay. Let's do it.
Hey, y'all. This is Tiffany from Texas. I am calling to ask about and figure out how to maybe reduce one of my favorite problems in the entire world, which is something I refer to as chub rub. Yes, so I've got some thick thighs that can save lives, but they also stress me the fuck out because I chafe so badly there. I live in Texas, so it's March and I'm already having issues. It's not even hot out yet. It's only in the 80s. But when your thighs constantly rub together, what are you going to do about it? So I wanted to see if you guys had any suggestions. I have tried a lot of random one-off things that people have told me to try and do. I did Vaseline once, and that was just a goopy mess. I have done deodorant, which is also a bit messy. It's a little bit helpful that you kind of get the grainy pearls, like what you get in your armpits whenever your deodorant like balls up on you, which isn't flattering. I'm wearing longer shorts, which sometimes helps, but I'm still having issues with it. And I just wanted to know if you or any of the other listeners had any super awesome, great miracle suggestions to help fight the awful chub rub. I love the podcast. I appreciate everything that you guys do. I listen to you in my free time. I listen to you when I'm driving. I'm driving right now. I do Instacart and Shipt. So I'm driving and delivering things and listening to you guys and laughing and just loving life with you until I think about my chubby, rubby thighs. So I'm rambling. I'm sorry. If you could, it would be amazing. If not, I get it. But it's skin stuff, so I figured, hey, why not ask? Anyway, love you guys. Have a great one. Bye.
Why not ask?
I mean, we are here for all skin.
We are.
We're not just limited to the face, and the thighs are important. We want to keep them supple and soft, and we want to help with chafing. I've been there. I have chafing on other parts of my body too. That kind of like underarm right below the pit area. Do you ever chafe there?
Oh,
kind of like
sure.
The arm rub with it. Anyway.
Yeah.
So you could try, there's lots of things you could try. There's a product called Body Glide that I have used. I specifically used it as a runner when I was training for half marathons because it's very easy to chafe and it's a great product. But I also want to recommend Mega Babe, which is like made for this. Their stuff is great. They have body powder, which helps with body sweat, but then they also make a product called Thigh Rescue. That's a really great anti-chafe stick. that I've used, and it's really wonderful. And their founder seems so cool. So
yes,
Katie Storino.
Mm-hmm.
She just seems, I mean, dream pod guest. She seems amazing.
Totally.
And she's done an episode of our sister pod, She Thinks, Just Bought It. So check that out.
Yeah.
There is also, like, according to my Googling, there's a company called Thigh Society, and this is interesting. They make, like, shorts. Like slip shorts that they say wicks sweat to keep you dry. Now, I don't know. I've never...
Interesting.
Just love. I don't know if this is something that would be just comfortable. Yeah. I was just Googling thigh chafing. So that was something I found. I've never tried this product. I don't know anything about it, but the website makes me want to try it.
Totally.
But I would start with Mega Babe. I feel like that's they make a great product.
Great suggestion, Kate.
We want to go from like chub rub to chub love and comfort, right?
Yes. Yes.
No one needs the rub. The rub is rough. Or if there's going to be the rub, make it comfortable rubbing.
Great point.
Comfortable rubbing. A thing no one should ever say, but it came out of my mouth. All right.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Let's take another break.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Okay, we are back.
Oh, we are. This is a really interesting email that I've thought about all day. Hi, Kat and Dor. I just started a new job in January, and the workload has been very heavy. My boss keeps tossing more stuff my way, and at least twice a week, I'm stuck late at the office as she pops in repeatedly with corrections to time-sensitive products. For example, a newsletter that needs to be sent that evening will often result in me working 45 minutes later. This is only my second, quote, real job, and I'm inexperienced in setting boundaries. She also often texts me outside of work. When she tried to add more to my workload in our meeting this week, I told her I was at capacity and I could work overtime if there were urgent items. She then said she'd rather not do that because work-life balance is important, despite her contradictory actions, then proceeded to add these items to my docket. I'm unsure of how to respectfully draw boundaries, particularly around what I'm capable of doing in an 8-hour workday. I often don't even take lunches, and in terms of my time after hours. Interestingly, my office mate who has a child is never tied up as she has to leave to pick her son up from daycare. I don't think that my time should be any less valued simply because I don't have a child to collect.
Mm-hmm.
So, listener, this is tough. Okay, one thing I did want to note, just as a person who worked in corporate America and had to leave at 5 to go pick up their kid, I would say, like, give your colleague the benefit of the doubt in this situation because they might be doing work at home that you are not seeing. Oftentimes, that's my experience as a working parent. Like, you make up for it by working until 10 o'clock at night at home. So I almost wonder if they might be a person to have a conversation with.
Interesting.
Just to say, like, if they, maybe that colleague has been there longer. Like, it might just be, I'm just curious. It might be interesting to, like, poke around. It's always nice to find an ally at work, right? Like, someone who you can kind of bounce, like, is, like, if you, if, like, am I experiencing this? Like, this is what I'm experiencing, right? You know, like, you need that person.
Mm-hmm.
What I think is that this listener tried to set a boundary and it wasn't respected.
Yeah.
Like, you did a great job. I'm proud of you. And I bet Dory is too.
I am.
You know,
I'm proud
like,
of you.
Yeah. I mean, like you went into the meeting together. You said you were at capacity. You offered a solution, which is overtime. And then it sounds like the boss was like, no, and then made you do this stuff anyway. So now what, yeah. Dory?
I mean, this is really hard. I think you have to tell her again. I think you have to say, like, I think you need to make it clear that there's, like, too much work for you. I don't know what else to, you know what I mean? Like, there's too much work.
Yeah, I've been in this listener's shoes before where I took a job and the workload I was given was double the hours that I was supposed to work. And I ended up working like 12-hour days, even though it's only supposed to be working like 6-hour days. And it was a whole thing. And ultimately, this boss is setting you up for failure because they're not realistically honoring your time commitment and your workload.
Exactly.
And I also think it can be really hard when you have a supervisor who does not, who might not have work life boundaries in their own life.
Yes.
And thus they expect everyone under them to operate that way. Like, I once had a boss who didn't take lunch breaks and she did not understand why we would want to. And it was, that was really hard. And the challenge of like the difference in authority can make it feel very uncomfortable to try to set these boundaries.
Yes.
But I think Dory is right. And I would also say that you might need to be more clear and not offer overtime and also not do it or say like, I'm going to, you know what? I need to leave at 6:00. You don't need to give a reason why. You're right. Because you don't have a kid doesn't mean you shouldn't be able to leave at the end of your day. To say like, I leave every day at 5 or at 6 or whatever it is, and I'll do that tomorrow.
Yeah. I mean, and I don't know what kind of company you work for, but if this continues, you might need to go to HR.
Yeah.
Which I hesitate to recommend, but.
I know.
But I don't know. It sounds like that might have to be your next move.
These kind of conversations are really hard.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I don't think it's appropriate that the boss is texting this person outside of work.
I agree.
Unless you knew that that was something, like you went into this position knowing that was going to be a requirement of the position. Like, that's a boundary that I think you can just say, I'm not going to be able to respond to your texts.
Yeah.
Until the next day, and then mute their text messages.
Yeah. Don't respond.
Yeah. It's really frustrating. And again, I'm sorry you're in this position because the power, it's really hard to tell a boss no. It's just, it's hard. And especially if your supervisor has not set up a relationship where you feel comfortable setting those boundaries. I mean, that's part of it. As a good manager will do that.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I would love to hear listeners' thoughts on this one because clearly I personally feel a little stumped on how you proceed.
Yeah. This is not easy.
No, it is not. But you know what is easy, Dory?
What, Kate?
Our
Tell me.
Suggested activity for today.
Go on.
Look, listeners, I don't know if you watched the Grammys, but if you didn't, you missed some fantastic performances that will bring you nothing but joy. And I want to recommend them.
I love this.
Did
you
watch
the Grammys? No, because they were on, they started at 5 here, which is prime Henry time. And then once he finally went to sleep, we had to record a podcast. So I did not watch the Grammys.
Well, they were like an event in my household because my children are tweens and they were like dying to see Harry Styles and Dua Lipa and DaBaby and Megan Thee Stallion and Taylor Swift. I mean, it was like they were just foaming at the mouth. Let me tell you, Harry Styles comes out in a leather bell-bottom suit with a boa and he's shirtless and he shimmies in a way that I would say is self-care for every person on the planet.
Wow.
Yeah, you got to watch this one, Dory. It's tasty. And
okay,
there were something about the Grammys this year because they weren't in front of an audience. The performances were really amazing and like filmed really well. Like Megan Thee Stallion and Cardi B, it's so good. Silk, Sonic, like every performance is a true pleasure to watch. And if you haven't, like, give yourself a minute and just indulge. Bad Bunny was a favorite in my house. I mean, just so many good performances.
I love this recommendation.
So have fun, listen to some tunes, enjoy Harry Styles' abs, and just, you know, kick back and relax.
Oh, thank you, Kate, for that.
You're welcome.
All right, buddy. Listeners. It's been a pleasure, and we will talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.